Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We have a Siyata Dishmaya, continuing our series of Shi'ulim, Rambam Hilchas Malachim. It's hard to say what my favorite series is because I have so many favorites, but this isn't my absolute favorite. It's definitely high up there, probably top three. Amazing, Baruch Hashem, such hana, such aimek. The Rambam, again, we've been going along with the Shi'urim. Moraine of Rabbeinu, Agoyin Agodol, Muflav HaMuflav, Rav Manzitzal, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, Moshe Rabbeinu Lehinchel HaTorah B'mitzvos El Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu only gave Torah and mitzvos to Klal Yisrael. Shenamar Moirosh HaKilas Yankiv, Uchol Arotzi V'Sgayim Nisharamus, and anyone wants to be Mizgayer from the other nations. Shenamar Kachem Kagera, V'Mishalei Rotza, anybody who doesn't want to convert, Ein Koyfen Oysel LeKabel Torah Mitzvos. We don't force him to accept Torah and mitzvahs. Kayadua come and force him. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu m'pi ha'gvura lokof es kol be'ol m'kabel mitzvah shenitzdavu b'nei noach. And so too, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded from Hashem to force all of the people in the world to accept mitzvahs that b'nei noach were commanded. B'chol mishalei yakabel yaharik. Anybody who's not willing to accept is killed. And one who accepts them is called the Ger Teshev. B'chol makom, in every place. Accepting the Sheva Mitzvahs makes you a Ger Teshev. Tzorach l'kabel of b'vnei shlosha chaverim. And he has to accept upon himself these mitzvahs in front of three chaverim. In front of three proper Jews. B'chol makabel av lamu v'avur alav shel shnei mesar chodesh v'loy mal harehu Kamimina Omos. Anybody who's makabel upon himself to have a bris milah and 12 months passed and he doesn't have the bris milah, he is considered as one of the nations. So that's an interesting sentence that leaves a lot to interpretation, so hopefully we'll talk about that at a different juncture. Continues the Rambam, Kol HaMakabel Sheva Mitzvos V'Nisrael HaSoisim, Harezach Mechassidi Yom HaSoilim. Anybody who accepts upon himself the fulfillment of these Sheva Mitzvos and is precise in their observance is of the Chassidi Yom HaSoilim, Eish Lo Chelek Lo Olam Haba, and he is a Chelek in Olam Haba. Ushikabel Oysim V'Yasoisim Menei Shetziva Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. This applies only when he accepts them and fulfills them because Hashem commanded them in the Torah and informed us through Moshe, our teacher, that Noach's descendants had been commanded to fulfill them previously. Whoever fulfills them out of intellectual conviction, he is neither a Ger Toshev, Ben HaMechsidi Yom HaSoilam. And he's also not mechasidei umas ha'olam, lo michachmeim or ela michachmeim. Rather, he's wise man, but not a ger toshev, and not a chasid umas ha'olam if he does them out of intellectual conviction. Ad kan mitivrei kotzer shel Rambam. We already had a vast discussion in the past about this Rambam, and now we are going to Oisbeis of Divrei Rabbeinu. He says, Tzarech bi'ur kol arichos l'shoinai im ha'kdama al-yedei ha'ncholas Torah al-yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Rambam give us whole hakdama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manchil as the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu? Because what's the Rambam's point? What's the Rambam trying to get at? The Rambam's trying to get at that we have to keep that Moshe Rabbeinu's job is to compel Kol Bei Olam the Kabbal Sheva Mitzvahs. That's where he's going. So what's this whole Hakdama? Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah Mitzvah to the Jewish people. Anyway, it's Deborah Pashut. Marasha Kilas Yankiv, and also Geirim, also we know that. If he doesn't want it, we don't force him. What does the Rambam need that whole Hakdama for? Just tell us, get to the point, which is that you can force the Goyim to keep the Mitzvahs. That's our job, to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. We also have to know what the makor of this chi of kfiya is. Shreina nidain al oinesh al aver zayin mitzvahs. We're not talking here about the punishment for the sheva mitzvahs, because that's perik yud halacha yud aleph. The other Rambam says, chayvim beizin shal yisrael asus shoiftim leilu agerim atoy shovim. Bledim opim mishpat mekadosh yachas to oilam. There the Rambam talks about the mishpat that we do to the Goyim. V'hacha b'kfiya l'kabbalah mayir v'lachi of shmira. Here, we're talking not about the fact that they have to keep the mitzvahs, but that they are forced to accept them. They have to accept upon themselves to fulfill the mitzvahs. The Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, "Shekol akum shelo kibal mitzvus and it's davu bnei noach hargam oisai." And yesh no tachas yadem. Obviously, today this doesn't apply, but in the olden days, it's chayiv misa. So here we're talking about being mekabel. So what's the makar that they have to be makabel the mitzvahs? We know they have to keep them from elsewhere, but what's the marker they have to be makabel? Minalan chiyuv zeh shekosav alav Rambam b'loshen shel tziva Moshe Rabbeinu pi agvur hechad tziva. Where was this commandment? Rambam makes a statement, makes an assertion. The assertion is that God commanded Moses that the goyim have to be makabel the sheva mitzvahs. Where was this? I wasn't there. Siva Moshe mipi agvur. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded from Hashem's mouth. Hashem told him. But we have to force, compel all the Bayi Olam to be makabel mitzvah sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So where was it? Where did this happen? Where was Moshe commanded mipi agvur? And then told us to do it. And the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, Reb Chaim Sofer, and Chelekim L'Yerideh, I love Tshuvas Machane Chaim. And Chelekim L'Yerideh, Simen Mem Vav, he writes, the Makor is Medikas Fatara Zayin Mitzvahs. The Baal Korcha Nafkamina L'Kfiya. Torah says that they have to keep the Sheva Mitzvah, so it must be we force them to accept it. Ayin Shem Adivrei HaMachin HaChayim. But self, where do we get that from? Maybe it's just a Chiddush that there's a Chiyuv in the Zayin Mitzvah. Where do we get a Chiyuv that they have to accept them upon themselves? Maybe there's a Kfiyah on the Kabbalah, but not, maybe there's a Kfiyah on the Shmir, not on the Kabbalah. Meichet Teisi Kabbalah. What's the gather of this Kabbalah? Anyway, they're already mischayiv. They have to do it. So what's the sinyan of Kabbalah? Even though it's mashma that a ger toshav has a chalois din, we discussed this a lot in the past, has a chalois din ger toshav, yatzu mechal b'nei noach, and he's no longer a ben noach. It's like a middle of the road. A ger toshav is not Ger Toshav is not a Ben Noach anymore. He's not a Jew, but he's not a Ben Noach. And therefore, we see the needs of Kabbalah b'fnei Gimel Yisrael. This is discussed also by the Brisker Rav in his Chedushei Mizal Levi b'Mechtav Mishabesayfei. Ayn Shama Dechazin and Dinim Yuchadim b'Ger Toshav. We find special dinim that apply to a Ger Toshav, so it must be the special chalais. Ayin Gam Rabbeinu Gershom in his Chedushim on Krisus and Daf Tes, and the Iri Nivamis Mem Chesam and Beis Tazi Erudesim and Beis Yiv Katan Aleph. There's need of Mixas Geirus. Also the Rambam includes this in his Hilchas Geirus. He includes a Ger Toshav who accepts upon himself to be a Ger Toshav in Hilchas Geirus Perak Yedalet Mei Surei Bia. Nevertheless, after all is said and done, he's already mechuyev. He's already mechuyev v'oymed before he accepts upon himself. So what's this inyan of Kabbalah? And the Gemara by the Zara, and the Psalmach Dalet Amud Beis, talks about who's a Ger Toshav. So one opinion is he was mekabel upon himself in front of three not to serve idols. Rabbi Meir, Chachamim say he's mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, and the Chayrim say, no, that doesn't make him not Rabbi Meir, not Chachamim. That doesn't make him a Ger Toshav. Why? Because even idolaters were commanded about Avodas Kochavim and about the Sheva Mitzvahs, the other six Mitzvahs. So who's a Ger Toshav? A Ger Toshav is a Ger Oichel Nevelis who would makabel upon himself all Mitzvahs in the Torah except for Achilas Nevelis. So the question is, we don't paskin like a Chayrim. Chayrim makes a good point. Point is, understood by the Rishonim, can't say a Ger Toshav is somebody who's makabel upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs, or not to serve Avodah Zarah. Everybody has to do that. It doesn't make him a Ger Toshav, that's not special. Especially he's makabel upon himself the whole Torah, and except for Nevelis, Achilas Nevelis. So you don't become a Ger Toshav by accepting upon yourself Sheva Mitzvahs. You're already commanded before you're makabel upon yourself. But we don't paskin like a Chayrim, why not? Making a good point. It's also interesting that the Rambam in Halacha Tes writes Yifas Torah Shlarotz Laniach Avodah Zarah Achar Shnei Masar Chodesh Harganaisa. That Yifas Toyar, who doesn't want to leave her Avodah Zarah after 12 months, is killed. Also, a city that made shalom with us, we don't make a covenant until they're koifer b'avodah zarah, and they destroy their avodah zarah. So, we don't see here anything about Kabbalah. Where's the Kabbalah? It says if she wasn't Meiniach or Avodah Zarah, but if she was, she's cool. Where's the Kabbalah? Here it says all they have to do is be koyfer of Avodah Zarah. But where's the Kabbalah? So it says in the Rambam, Yekavlu Shar Mitzvahs Shenitzdavu B'nei Noach. It says Yekavlu, but where's the Kabbalah in front of three? Shkolakim Shelo Kibel Mitzvah Shenitzdavu B'nei Noach Hargamayis B'seder. Let's say there's a Kabbalah. The Rambam says by the ear Shlima. Where's the Kabbalah B'fnei Gimel? Rambam says Vayter and Halacha Yod that it has to be in front of three people. Doesn't seem that way from Halacha Tes. So here it seems to be a Ger Toshev. You don't need Kabbalah B'chval in front of three people. The opinion of the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yud Me'Avodah Zarah Halacha Vav is that the Rambam is moided to the Raivid there that Bizman Hazeh there's no Ger Toshev. But despite that, Kabbalah is effective if they're makabel upon themselves the Shavu Mitzvahs, that's effective to allow them to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam, however, the Rambam writes there that Kabbalah, that they have to be Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs. And it's not enough to be Makabal, not to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, which is an Isser of Ovid Avodah Zarah Be'eretz Yisrael. So we see a Din Kabbalah Al Shayin Mitzvahs, Al Zayin Mitzvahs, even without a Chalitz Ger Toshev. The Rambam holds. There's no Chalitz Ger Toshev Bizman Hazeh. And yet, there's a din Kabbalah on the Zayin Mitzvahs without a Chalais Ger Toshev. So the Minchas Chinuch asks in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet, and what the Kesef Mishnah writes, and the Minchas Chinuch was beaten to it by the Sifri Debei Rav, Dvarim Perichov Kimo Pasuk to Zion. Ayin Shami Divrei Amagid Mishnah, Shecholik B'zeh Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam writes in the 14th parak of Surah B'Alacha Zion, why is he called a Ger Toshev? L'fisha Mutter Lanu L'Yeshiva B'Neinu Be'eretz Yisrael. Moshe Baran Ahilchas Akum. You know why he's called a Ger Toshev? He's allowed to live among us. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, even when he's not a Ger Toshev, he's allowed to live among us. So why do you need a Chalais Ger Toshev to be called a Ger Toshev? It's not true. So the Kesef Mishnah says that he can live among us if he's Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs even without a Chalais Ger Toshev. That seems to fly in the face of the Rambam himself, who says, Yedalat Esur B'Alacha Zayin, that he's only called a Ger Toshev because he's allowed to live amongst us in Eretz Yisrael. That means you need a Chalais Ger Toshev to live among us in Eretz Yisrael. The Kesef Mishnah says you don't. Just Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs is enough. So it must be that even without Gimel Miyisrael, there's still a Chalais Ger Toshev. Therefore, you don't need to be makabel in front of Gimel Miyisrael in order to have a Chalais Ger Toshev. Of a Ger Toshev nafkamina rak l'shara lachat shaboy, of a dizar boy kabbalah b'fnei Gimel Miyisrael amiktas geiris talaka b'sman hazeh. Out of that parashas Ger Toshev al isa Chalais gam b'loizeh. So Ger Toshev is only an afkamina that you have to be makabel in front of three people It's called the Mikzvos Geiris, and we don't have that bezman hazeh. In other words, the parish is called the parish of Ger Toshev, but there's a chalos even without it. If it's called a Ger Toshev, but a different type of Ger Toshev. There still is a chalos Ger Toshev, but not the old time chalos Ger Toshev. The old time Ger Toshev is a Mikzvos Geiris, and that's in front of three people, and there's a Ger Toshev even without that. We don't have a classical Ger Toshev as Mazda, we have some type of chalos Ger Toshev. So we want to know what's the point of this chalos Ger Toshev. Anyways, mechuyev in the Zayin Mitzvahs. So that's our basic question. Anyways, chayv in the Zayin Mitzvahs. So what's the nafkamina of a Ger Toshev that we have even bezman hazeh, that there isn't the classical Ger Toshev because there's no more din of Ger Toshev bezman hazeh. So what's the nature of this? Of this Kabbalah. Anyway, they're chayv in the Zayin Mitzvahs, and what makes them a Ger Toshev with this Kabbalah, and how can you force the Kabbalah? And like we said, if anyway he's mechuyev in the Zayin Mitzvahs, so the Achayrim say, so what's what's this being a becoming a Ger Toshev about? So it must be that. So we have to understand. They're right. We don't paskin like a Cher. That a Ger Toshev means you do everything but Nevelis. What's the point? It's Chayiv anyway. And also that the Rambam says, Legabi Yafas Torah, the ear. Sheshlima. So they have a Kabbalah of Shar Mitzvah Shenitztavu B'nei Noach. Not in front of three. So what's their nature of their Ger Toshev being a Ger Toshev? And they can live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh even without. Today we don't have b'zman hazeh chalos Ger Toshev. And yet they can live there, so they're already called a Ger Toshev. So what's the difference between anyway they're mechuyev in the Zayin Mitzvahs? So if you need Kabbalah in front of three, so I understand it's something different in some way. But even without a Kabbalah in front of three, that makes them a Ger Toshev. But anyway they're mechuyev. So what's that Ger Toshev about? The Gemara says it's only a Ger Toshev, it's not a Yovel Noik, that it's no Yovel. So this requires understanding. So we discussed in the previous shir on this topic, Big Yisod in this Inyan. And that is that the Yisod Dina Kabbalah Beger Toshev, Ula Shvuye Din Zayin Mitzvahs Didei Kedin Ben Noyach Koide Matan Torah, Shlohaya Begeder. Shall chiyuv l'shmaya atzibui greide, elohaya zeh mizgeretz shel toiro shebot lo b'matan toiro. Ve'al zeh ne'amar din kabbalah, ki kabbalah shayis etzor ben noich lifnei matan toiro. Kabbalah atzma mizgeretz zeh. The yisoy din of kabbalah v'ger toshev is to make his zayin mitzvahs like the din of a ben noach before matan Torah. It wasn't just begeder. He didn't just have an obligation to hear the tzivui, but rather it was a framework. It was putting himself in the framework of the Zayin mitzvahs, and that he has to have a Kabbalah, like the Kabbalah of Bnei Noach before Matan Torah, putting himself in the framework of the Zayin mitzvahs, that these Zayin mitzvahs are obligatory. We discussed this at great length, and it's recorded, so you can listen. V'shuv areu b'chlal, or areu b'zayin mitzvahs b'chlal chiyuv shel Torah. And that puts him, the Zayin Mitzvahs, in the framework of Torah, in the obligation of Torah. Because he's putting himself in the framework that obligates him to keep the Zayin Mitzvahs. Yemi b'kesef mishnah b'perek yud halacha aleph. The pshita lei de ben noyach the kasef shem a rambam haynu gel toishet. Rambam writes, ben noyach shishagav bach otzim mitzvaysa of patu miklum, otzim eretzeach b'shkaga, etc. So that's talking about a gel toishet. That's what's pasha to the kesef mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, the Mekevis HaMishnah, Tamu Alav, Ayin Sham. And Zat Hashem, and Achon Od Nagia, and Edaber Al Zeh Be'achava. I hope we speak about it a lot. Achain Ben Noach, Hainu Kipshuto, Ben Noach Shal Noach. So, Ben Noach is Kipshuto, a son of Noach. A descendant of Noach. And that's what the Rambam is talking about over there in Perek Yud Halacha. B'zeh ger toishev. Because what's a ger toishev? He's like a ben noach before Matan Torah. He has to accept in himself this framework of the Zayin mitzvahs. V'ayin b'shach b'yaradeya b'simen reish pei aleph siv kot meches. And what the Ramadha writes, p'sul ger toishev l'ksiv v'sefer Torah m'shim d'dami l'evet v'ishev v'kotten sh'enucha m'chol mitzvah ger shod v'kam v'kam mitzvah sh'enucha yiv ben. So the Shach asks the Ramah, who passes the Ger Toshev writing a Sefer Torah, because he's like an Eved Ish and a Kadon, weren't Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. The Ger Toshev also. There are many mitzvahs he's not Chayiv in. The Kasha is, what does he have to go there for? Say Pashit, he's not Chayiv in mitzvah in the Torah at all. And the answer is no. We obviously, the Ramah is learning that he is Chayiv in the mitzvah the Torah. Torah is mechayiv in these mitzvahs. The Zayin mitzvahs and the Mela, he's need to say, but still, since he's patur from so many mitzvahs, like a Katan and Isha, he's not chayiv in the mitzvahs to see the Sefer Torah. It's puzzle. Ve'omnam legabe ger toshav leka din v'gemara de baba kama b'dinei nezakov mitzad et mitzad amen v'yat v'goyim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was, there's a little bit of a discrimination when it comes to a goy, when it comes to his nezek, that applies to a goy but not to a ger toshav, discussed by the Meiri in baba kama chazanish baba kama simen yitziv katan hey mishum dekanal ger toshav eshlam is geret shel toira. And they're not included in the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Habakkuk where it says, he stood and shook the earth. He beheld and made the nations tremble. Vayater. He made the nations tremble. This is homiletically interpreted to mean that Hashem saw the Sheva Mitzvahs that the descendants of Noach accepted upon themselves. And since they didn't fulfill them, he arose and permitted the Hittir, that's Vayater. He permitted their money to the Jewish people, so in certain cases, a Jew is not liable for damage. So that only applies to the to a goy, a regular ben noach, but not one who was makabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs. Why is that? Because he was meek, because he put himself in the framework of Torah. Chenis Barbois Aleph, we discussed in our previous shiurim, from the Rambam, Perak Yod, Halacha Yud Beis, that a Ger Toshev la'olam donim Yisrael b'dineyam gam l'chayiv. That we judge b'dineyam. Why do we judge b'dinayim? Shishem the dinim didei b'chalchi of Torah machayev gam Yisrael. That's why it says When it comes to a regular Ben Noach, so if they have a judgment, if the Jew's going to win B'dinayim, we judge B'dinayim, and we say these are your dinim. And if the Jew would win with our din, then we judge Dim Torah, we say these are din. But a Ger Toshev always gets judged with his laws because that's part of his Torah law. He gets judged with his laws. And that's Mechayev us as well. V'inyin zeh mefurish b'ramban b'makas daf tes ayin sham sheben noyach u'shenoyg b'mitzvah shelhem k'hoygenim chaveiro v'ger toshev u'sheba lebeis din Yisrael v'kibol av Torah yoser mishar ben noyach sh'loy kiblan neshem bedaktik olav v'yoser. Ben noyach is one who keeps the mitzvahs. It's sheva mitzvahs. A ger toshev is somebody who comes to the beis din of Jews and he was mekabel upon himself the Torah more than the other b'nei noyach who weren't mekabel. He was dafka mekabel. Other b'nei noyach are keeping without a kabbalah. And in the Hagos HaGre'ez, he writes the Mashikasav Rambam Torah is the Zayin Mitzvahs. Based on what we said, you don't need to say that. So indeed, through the Kabbalah, these Zayin Mitzvahs are together Torah. Mashen came below Kabbalah. Mashen came below Kabbalah, v'zeo shekasev Rama mikabbalah shel Torah. Mishum hachi kasev Rama shal yidei zeo midaktik olav v'yoser. T'kanal bo yisalef la'yizeh she'en leben noach mizgeres, havei chalois din u'matzev shel einem midaktik. V'leka b'ger toshev shesh lo mizgeres. So I don't see how this is different than what the Gra'ei says, but like we're saying, that through the Kabbalah, these Zayin mitzvahs are together Torah. Now he's putting himself in the framework of the Torah, but without a Kabbalah, not. And therefore the Rambam says, the Lashon of the Ramban, "Mipnei shu medaktik olav v'yoser." Like we explained in the previous shir, that since the Ben Noach doesn't have the framework of the Zayin mitzvahs, so he has a chalais din and a matzav. He has a situation of eino medaktik. But a ger toshev has the framework, so he's called medaktik. And the Ramban and the Ritva write that a ger toshev is mekabel schar shel mitzvah v'oise, based on the sugya and bava kama. They weren't, the goyim weren't mekabel, so they're not mitzvah v'oise, even if they do it. But a ger toshev, Hashem, so the regular goy wasn't keeping mitzvahs, so there ain't a mitzvah v'oseh. But the ger toshev, who puts himself in the framework of being mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, he's called mitzvah v'oseh, so he gets proper schar. Chazon Ish writes, similar to what we're saying, Bava Kama Siman Yud, Sif Katan Tez Zayin, Devetchila Kashenitnu sheva mitzvahs. Originally, they all have to keep it. And there was no need for every yachid to be makabal upon himself. Zayin mitzvahs. But after Matan Torah, the Umos Shlemos weren't Mekayim the Mitzvahs, the B'Shas Matan Torah. So now a Ger Toshev has to be Mekabalit. A Ger Toshev has to accept upon himself these Zayin Mitzvahs. So we spoke about in the first segment about how, earlier shir, about how and before Matan Torah, they have to be Mekabel. But Chazon Ish says, no. When I'm after Matan Torah, they have to be Mekabel, the mitzvah to be called a Ger Toshev. Ran, at the beginning of the first parak of Avodah Zarah, going on the riff, who talks about the Sigan Samche, that a Ger Toshav is called Shekibah Alav, he writes, to Afo Gav, to B'nai Noach, Musharim, Shal Abud Akum, Meishenin Musharim B'kach, Tzrichim Kabbalah. So even though Goyim are already commanded not to serve Avodah Zarah, he needs a Kabbalah, he needs actually to be Mekabel himself, not to be Avodah Zarah. No, anyway, goyim are not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah since they're not careful about it. He needs a Kabbalah. So, if they are not makabel upon themselves not to be Avodah Zarah, they consider that they are of the Avodah Zarah. As the Ram is bothered, what's this Kabbalah about? And his answer is, Kadeshi Yizoyer. Afgav v'neim norach musharim, kinshul alav v'akum. V'nei she'enem nisharim, since they're not careful, they need a Kabbalah, in order that they should be careful. But one second. If we're choshed, he's going to be over on the Zion mitzvahs. He can also be over in his Kabbalah. If he's not nisar on the Zion mitzvahs, so maybe he'll be nisar on his Kabbalah and not to be mekayim the Zion mitzvahs. Or Avodah Zarah. So therefore it appears what the Ran means is that it's a din chaloy shem of ein nisharim. Goy has a din of a chaloy shem, he's not careful about the Zion mitzvahs, and by the Kabbalah he's mevatel that chaloy shem, because he accepts upon himself the framework. And now he's considered that he's not choshed on Avodah Zarah. He writes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zion and Avodah Zarah Chavav that a goy, in malin vein meridin, you don't save them from the pit and you don't throw them into the pit. And he says, talking about whether they're Mekayim the Zion mitzvahs. And the question is, if they're Mekayim the Zion mitzvahs, why in malin? Why don't you save them? Chazon Ish talks about this in Bava Kamma. Based on what we said, according to the Ran, without a Kabbalah, they don't have the miskeret of the seven mitzvahs. And therefore they have a din of ein medaktikin, of ein nisharin, that they're not careful. And therefore ein malin. So, we still have a ton more to talk about. And Mirza Hashem, we will see more of Lee Nader in a future shir. And Baruch Hashem, we've come here and we will Lee Nader continue. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.